Here we go with Valerie Rochelle from the Cabaret Theater in Ashland, Oregon Cabaret Theater. Welcome, Valerie.
Hi, good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Sure, what's coming up for you?
Oh, well, gosh, there's a lot going on. We are closing this weekend, the 39 Steps. It's the final weekend, and it closes on Sunday. And then we begin our new adaptation of Christmas Carol, which is kind of a steampunk ghost story small cast version. It takes place in a clock tower, Scrooge's Journey does, so it should be a very exciting new version of Christmas Carol. That opens on November the 19th. And then at the end of the month, on the Monday after Thanksgiving, we have a very exciting one-night-only show coming, a last-minute edition. We are having a Tony Award-winning Broadway actress, Faith Prince, join us for her one-night show on Monday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. She won the Tony Award for playing Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls opposite Nathan Lane. So she's going to bring her show again on Monday, November 30th, and the tickets are on sale at our box office at 541-488-2902 or at our website, OregonCabaret.com.
I have to explore a little further. The Christmas Carol in steampunk edition?
Yes, yes. Steampunk is kind of a neo-Victorian kind of sci-fi world. It's as if our world had never gotten electricity, so everything's run by steam. So all of the inventions, everything's, you know, gear and clock powered, and so the it's sort of an interesting kind of world to bring Christmas Carol to.
Wow, that does sound fun. Okay, so 39 Steps closing on Sunday, and then the Christmas Carol opens when?
It opens November the 19th.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for joining us, Valerie Rochelle from the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Moving on to Livia Janice at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to our first Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey, and good morning. We are in closing weekend of a really scary show, The Manchurian Candidate. It's absolutely been a wonderful run, and if people don't know it, it's almost like the Trojan horse, what's hiding inside Raymond Shaw that may be deadly to the United States of America. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. Jeff Golden plays a very interesting character, maybe some, looks a little bit like Donald Trump, well, not physically, but in what he has to say. Priscilla Quinby is absolutely scary in the Meryl Streep role, and they're both very, very funny, but we've had a lot of fun, and we're doing a closing weekend special of $20 for that, and it closes Sunday, and then next Thursday, we preview our last Spotlight for this season, Spotlight on Carole King, and that runs November 12th through the 22nd, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8, and Sundays at 2, and the Sundays are virtually gone. There are no tickets available for the Sunday matinees, but you can still get them for Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays of both weeks. And it is a little biography and a lot of music about a woman who finally became a household name when she started writing music for herself instead of all the other people she wrote for. And 24 songs, including One Fine Day, Take Good Care of My Baby, You've Got a Friend, It's Too Late, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, I Feel the Earth Move, I could go on, but they should come see it.
It's a pretty amazing catalog of stuff, and you're right. Once she came out with the Tapestry album, then it's like, oh, that's who's been writing all those songs all these years.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it's a lot of fun. It's starring Gail Wilson, and she's backed up by pianist and arranger Brent Olstad, Michael Van Nuys, one of the finest musicians in the Valley on wind instruments, Dave Bernard on guitar and vocals. He does the James Taylor duets with her as well, Steve Fain on bass, and Steve Sutton on drums. And people can get tickets at 535-5250 or at CamelotTheater.org.
Mm-hmm. And then after Manchurian Candidate and Carole King, is there another show coming?
Yes, we at the very end of November, we open Oklahoma, and we run that all the way through January 10th. That is our Christmas offering this year, and that will play Tuesday through Sundays. The very first performance of Oklahoma is actually December 2nd. And that is a benefit for Oregon, Southern Oregon Goodwill. And the Thursday on the 3rd is a $14 preview, and then the regular run is $27 and $29. And as I said, Tuesday through Saturday at 8 and Sundays at 2.
All kinds of
fun. And a Christmas Eve matinee, but we could talk about that next month.
Yes, you can. Okay. Great. Livia, always good to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Take care. This is First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open if you want to call us with arts events from your region. 800-838-3760, the number to call. Let's see. We have John from North Medford High School. John, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hey, Thank you, Jeffrey. We've got one show coming up in November. It's going to be the weekend 19th, 20th, 21st. We're going to be staging John Carorini's Almost Maine in our little theater.
Mm-hmm.
It's a senior project show. It's directed by one of our students, Maya Roussel. And we're going to have performances each evening at 7 p.m., and we're also going to do a matinee on Saturday at 2.
Almost Maine, as in the name of a town?
Yeah, of a unincorporated area, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the basic storyline?
Well, it's a series of vignettes, and they're thematically connected around ideas about love and, you know, finding it, losing it, keeping it, realizing you've missed it, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the shows, we open our doors 30 minutes ahead of time for people who have advance tickets. They have assured seats. They come in, they take what they, you know, they take the location they want. The little theater's got very limited seating. There's only about 110. And depending on configuration, it might be down as low as 95 in terms of seats for any given performance. And then 15 minutes before the show starts, any remaining seats are available to walk-up customers, and the walk-up customers can just pay what they want. The advanced seats are $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors, and they're only available online. And that website is seatyourself.biz/NMDrama.
NM for North Medford. Okay. And so North Medford High School drama. What are the dates again on Almost Maine?
So we're running the 19th, 20th, and twice on the 21st. And then we have one other thing we do with all of our theater shows that I want to just put out there. When we run a show, what we get from our gate pays for all of our costs. We try to be self-sustaining. But one of the things that we do with that is if we've managed to cover all the costs of a show prior to closing night, then we take the closing night gate receipts and we turn those over in total to the North Medford High School chapter of the Sparrow Clubs. Sparrow Clubs is an organization which assists children who have pretty serious medical conditions, and each school in the Valley that has a Sparrow Club chapter adopts one child per year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well familiar with it. In fact, Dancing with the Rogue Valley Stars is coming to that very auditorium as well, the large auditorium at
right.
North Medford High School.
Dancing with the Rogue Valley Stars will be the weekend before us. We actually are going to shut down our whole project and clear out the space so Dancing with the Rogue Valley Stars can have our stage for a rehearsal night, and I believe two performances on Saturday, that'd be the 11th? No, that would be later than that.
It's the 14th.
14th, yeah.
There you go.
And so I know this year North Medford High School's adopted Sparrow is actually a North Medford High School student.
Uh-huh.
And we've already, from our closing night of As You Like It, we're able to donate just shy of $500 to that effort.
Okay.
And our hope is that Almost Maine will be in the black before the end of the matinee on Saturday, and then Saturday night could also go to Sparrow Club.
Okay, John, thanks for calling us from North Medford High School. Tell us about your projects there. Kristen at the Rogue Valley Symphony, welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Our event happens on the first weekend of December, but now is the time to get your tickets for the popular performance of Handel's glorious oratorio, Messiah. This year, conductor Martin Micoot will be back on the podium. The orchestra will be joined by members of the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, which is directed by Paul French. We have four vibrant soloists with beautiful voices for the arias, and Martin has chosen a slightly different selection of arias to keep Messiah fresh for our audiences. Of course, there will be the famous Hallelujah Chorus.
Okay, everybody's got to sing the Hallelujah Chorus.
That's right.
All right.
And the performances will be happening on Thursday, December 3rd in Grants Pass at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Grants Pass High School Performing Arts Center. On Friday, December 4th in Ashland at 7:30 p.m. at the SOU Music Recital Hall. And on Saturday, December 5th in Medford at 7:30 p.m. at the Criterion Theater.
Okay.
All tickets are reserved this year, and to purchase them, you can call 541-708-6400 or visit our website at rvsymphony.org.
Okay, good timing, because it'll hit right in the middle of our next First Friday segment in early December. So that's the Rogue Valley Symphony and Southern Oregon Repertory Singers with the Messiah. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Let's go to Barbara at Liberty Arts Gallery in Yreka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Oh, thank you very much. It's interesting hearing about all the events. I have to attend some.
There's a bunch of stuff going on, that is for sure. What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, Liberty Arts Gallery in historic downtown Yreka, California, we're offering a splendid opportunity for artists to create, donate, and give support to benefit one of the most vibrant venues for contemporary art in our listening area. We're announcing a call for submissions for 12 by 12, a non-juried show which opens December the 4th through December 31st, featuring artwork of all media. The only criteria is that it measures 12 inches by 12 inches, which includes frames or mountings. All the artwork must be for sale at our affordable single price of $60. Artists will receive 30% and our nonprofit gallery 70%, and there are no entry fees. So if you buy it, you take it with you immediately for unique original gift giving in time for Christmas.
Well,
entries will be... Excuse me?
I was just going to say that that's a bit of a stricture, but an interesting one for sure, to make sure that your artwork is 12 by 12.
Yes, it is. It's 12 by 12, no ifs, ands, or buts, and so it shouldn't be too difficult for people to produce some very interesting, you know, small pieces, and that way we can get more in the gallery, too.
Right.
entries will be accepted on November 25th, 27th, and 28th. Just bring them along. During the gallery hours, which are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday. And we're on 108 West Minor Street, Yreka. If you need more detailed information, please visit libertyartsgallery.com or phone 530-842-0222. Right now, what we have on is that we are hosting exciting works by two Bay Area abstract artists through December 27th. Albert DiCrudolo's imposing steel and bronze works resemble forms that are derived both from industry and nature. They're just beautiful. And Katie Hawkinson's sometimes vast paintings are inspired by her love of light and space in the natural world, and they subtly reveal initial forms under rich layers of brushwork. They're very exciting.
All right. Sounds like great stuff. All at Liberty Arts Gallery at libertyartsgallery.com in Yreka. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Peter from Thanks for the Memories Theater in Ashland, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hey, Jeffrey, good to be here. Hey, so we have a show coming up here at Thanks for the Memories Theater. It's going to be a Christmas variety show that will be happening December 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. The location for that show will be the first three will be at DNS Harley-Davidson in Medford. And the one on the 21st will be at the Ashland Springs Hotel here in Ashland. Tickets to that can be purchased online or at Paddington Station. And tickets are $25 for the first three performances and $40 for that special Ashland Springs performance. We'll also be at Paddington Station's open house, which is happening on Saturday, November 21st. And we'll be singing a few song selections at 2 o'clock that day from 2 to 2.45. So if you want to kind of get a preview of the show and see what you're in for, go ahead and come to that, and that way you'll know exactly what you're going to be seeing.
That's interesting. I never heard of DNS Harley-Davidson being used as a musical venue before.
Yeah, it's they've got this great space there that they have allowed us to use for several of our productions in the back, and actually we rehearsed our entire production of Music Man there, so we're very grateful to DNS Harley-Davidson for letting us utilize that space over there.
Okay, so that's in December, but you said the preview is at November 21st at Paddington Station in Ashland?
That's correct, yes.
All right, Peter, thanks for joining us. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Ray in the Green Springs. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi.
We've got two concerts coming up here in November. And at some more conventional music venues that you'll recognize.
not Harley dealers.
The first is a week from this Friday. That's November 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Daryl Anger, Emmy Phelps, who lots of people in Ashland will recognize her name, and the Bee Eaters, along with special guest Rainey and the Rattlesnakes. And that's at the Unitarian Center on 4th Street mm-hmm. in Ashland at 7:30. And then the second concert I want to mention is right after that, the following Tuesday, November 17th. And that's a Wild Grass Productions concert that will be at the Headwaters Room of the GEOS Institute, so right across the street from the Unitarian Center on 4th Street. And that is a Nashville duo, 10-string symphony, Christian Settlemeyer and Rachel Bayman, some great fiddle players. They both play 5-string fiddles, as well as some clawhammer banjo and resonator mandolin. And they are on a Northwest tour, and they'll be playing with special guest Eli West, who's a very fine young guitar player from the Seattle area.
Okay, so Daryl Anger, Emmy Phelps, and the Beat Eaters on November 13th at the Unitarian Fellowship, and then 10-string symphony and Eli West November 17th at the GEO Center across the street.
Yep, that's correct. And for the 10-string symphony, you can get tickets by calling 541-552-1665, and that's $15 in advance or $20 at the door. There will be tickets available at the door.
Okay.
And for the Beat Eaters, you should go to beateaters.com, or Brown Paper Tickets, I believe, is where you can get tickets for that.
All right, Ray, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
All right, Bill Hahey, you are a most patient man. We got a very busy day on the phones today, but let's turn to you. Thanks so much for joining us today. Tell us a bit about yourself and your music. You live in the Ashland area, right?
Yes, good morning. I've been here since 1983.
And how you play several instruments. You have a guitar with you, but I understand you also play keyboards and trombone as well.
I started playing keyboards when I was probably 6, and trombone when I was about 9. And when I came out here, there wasn't really much of a need for a trombone. Nobody really wanted to use it, so I started playing keyboards more and putting music together around that. And then brought the trombone in. Now nobody can get enough of it. They
really
don't like it nowadays.
It's a trombone boom.
Oh, it is. It's really crazy.
So who do you generally play with, and what are some of your upcoming gigs?
Well, I play now with Milestone in Review. Milestone was a early band in the 80s that myself and Al Lindy and Michael Barth put together first, and then it progressed and evolved when we used a lot of different guitar players. Craig Martin is the guitar player I use a lot now for the rock and roll and the, you know, power. And Mike Fitch is my drummer. And we go out to the Bella. We're going to be there the 20th and 21st of November. Bella Union in Jacksonville. Great food. And you know, the people treat us good out there. I've been there for 32 years.
Okay, Bella Union to 20th and 21st. We kind of squeezed your time here. I'm sorry, but do you have something you can play for us?
Oh, I could, sure. I'll play this song. It's called Unconditional Love. I wrote it back in the 90s, and it was one of my mother's favorite songs.
So. Okay, here we go. Bill Hahey on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
I hear the river raging, and the rain falls on the roof. Lying in a bed alone, I pray God help me find the truth. I know our love is strong, real strong, and I look to find the proof. Music plays, your warm embrace reminds me of my youth. Unconditional love and peace of mind, it's a wonderful feeling and hard to find. Take a chance, give it time, we give each other unconditional love. Working hard the way you should, it's how you feel when love is good. Carry water, carry wood, Grow your food and eat real good. When we're one, I'm unafraid to fill the promises we made. Have no other to invade. Lord knows our love won't ever fade. Unconditional love and peace of mind. It's a wonderful feeling and hard to find. Take a chance, give it time. We give each other unconditional love. Now I think of days gone by, how we laugh in love and cry, how we all must live and die. Strange to me, I don't know why, and I'm with the one I love. Peaceful lies a morning dove. She's the one I'm dreaming of. La da la da. Unconditional love and peace of mind. It's a wonderful feeling and hard to find. Take a chance, give it time. We give each other unconditional love.
Bill Hahey, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange. Bill Hahey, November 20th and 21st at the Bella Union in Jacksonville. This has been our First Friday Arts segment. Bill, well done, and thanks again.
Thank you.